Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. As I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration.
Okay.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison.
Wait a minute.
Go find an Asian. See how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any business.
What's up? This is Red Bad Guy again.
Okay, lost control of the board for a moment. All right, this is the first Housemakers conference call. We're going to have two a week. And Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to see what time works best. All right, so we're starting off at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got one person in the studio, so it's two of us here, including me. And we're going to have one Tuesday, Wednesday. Probably the next one's Tuesday. But anyway, it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday. We're going to have two a week. All right, and the goal of Housemakers is just exactly that. We want to make houses. They'll primarily be off-grid, tiny solar houses where people don't have to pay utility bills. And the key thing here is we're doing it as a building it as a social network. Now, we've got people on the ground and Taft, Oklahoma. We've got Hope. We got we own stuff there. We got another property in escrow in Pembroke, Illinois, which is a historic black town about an hour away from Chicago. I'm going to say Pembroke / Hawkins Park. So we got two little towns, black townships, like sandwiched right next door to each other. We'll be doing something in Arkansas with Darlene Lewis, who I've had on my podcast at least twice. She's been on Pleasant Stephens podcast at least once. And she's helped, she helps about 1,000 people, 1,000 ex-convicts, returning citizens, get jobs yearly. And that's a conservative number, 1,000. And she's been doing that for quite a number of years. She's in Arkansas, and Pleasant Stephens has got some holdings there, land holdings there also. And then also, Arizona. And, of course, we got stuff here in Florida. Now, the goal, those are the places that I'm speaking of right now. Now, this whole thing, how it's going to progress, I don't know, geographically speaking. But here is the goal, the vision I see for housemakers, which I want it to be primarily an offline social network, which people can participate in, all right? The goal of it is to make / build one house a day, tiny house a day, Monday through Friday. I consider that a simple goal, build one a day, but be consistent. Build one Monday, Tuesday. Like, we do a podcast every day, Monday through Friday. We want to make a house / build a house at least one a day, Monday through Friday. Now, these don't have to be all in the same place. All right, so, and there's going to be an economic factor on it too. In other words, let's say you got, let's say you partnered, because that's what I'm, well, I'll explain in a minute. Let's say you personally received, I don't know, $500 for your participation and help making a house for that day or that week. Well, let's say that week, you get $500. So if you did it every week, there are 52 weeks in a year, you can earn $26,000. All right. Now, we've got the land, most of the land that we have right now, we own it. But we got one in escrow, which is in a critical market, Pembroke, Illinois. It's about an acre. $5,000 is the selling price for that acre. I got $1,000 down on it, so I need $4,000 more. So here's what I'm throwing out there is, like I said, I'm looking for partners. So if you'd like I said, I mean, Taft, Oklahoma, we got, we had a pinpoint, a location of locations in Arkansas, Pembroke, Illinois, northern Florida, we got that, Arizona, Cochise County. We'll do something out that way. But if you like to participate, let's say, you know, build one house a week, I'm doing it on a daily basis. But if you like to participate and help building in your particular market, one house per week, one tiny house per week where you'll get paid, just let me know. All right, so if you're not in one of those places I just named, then we can add that on to the list. Now, I mean, we'd have to, I can already tell you now, we're not doing New York City. We might do a New York State, because every place that we have to operate in, it has to be rural, because in rural places, it's just easy to do it. So, and the reason why I'm doing it, like I say, is one of the reasons, like I said, with housemakers is, and we're going to put other people on that are making other things. Okay. I'm just going to use the example of what I'm doing with housemakers, or what we'll be doing, because some of the people that will be partners could be listening now. There'll be some news, I don't know. But I figured the best way to get that $4,000 without borrowing any money, because I haven't had to borrow any money at all to buy anything in the last 3 years, is to make something. So what I like to make, a little building. All right, so I figure if, just for mathematics, I mean simplicity, all right, I need $4,000 more to secure that land, because we're going to develop a solar village in Pembroke, Illinois. Let's say I built a little tiny, let's say I built a shed, and my profit on it was $500. And I did that once a day, and where I get to once a day for is I've developed a habit of doing one podcast a day. I've done that for 5 consecutive years. Okay. So, because I was looking at, well, I've got over 1,300 podcasts. Now, if I had 1,300 houses for rent or 1,300 houses built and received money from that, I would be straight for life. All right. Now, once again, it doesn't, on housemakers, we'll feature other people that make other things. But the main thing is we want to get people involved in making something. It could be making books, making quilts, making cars, making cakes, whatever, but make something. So in this example of 500, let's say you, well, that's 2,000. So in other words, if you do just one house a week and you profit about $500, $500 a week, and we're talking about doing this during blog time. You know, typically a blog might be 2 hours. All right, so let's stretch that to 4 to be realistic. It's 4 or 5 hours, because we'll start before the blog. Then, you know, that's an extra $2,000 a month. So that's where, so basically, to close out escrow with borrowing money, I need to do 2 tiny houses a week, or two sheds a week, starting this week. All right. And then when we do the partnerships, there'll be different partnerships. Won't be a whole lot, but there'll be different partnerships. And then we'll share how those partnerships were put together, and how we came up with solutions to problems that might pop up, because they will, so we need solutions. So we're going to keep this short, because Viata's got a podcast tonight in about 45 minutes, I believe, and other people got other things to do, so I want to keep this long, because, like I said, we'll be doing this twice a week, Sunday night, 7 p.m., and then we'll be doing another one like Tuesdays or Wednesdays, but that'll be on a more conventional conference call number. But on Sunday night, since I already got this time available, we have this. Pleasant, I'm going to open up your line. If anybody's got any questions on partnerships, building one house a week, you know, just press one. Pleasant.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening to the audience. You know, this is one of the better plans that I've ever heard. I kind of followed President Carter's plan when he was putting houses together across the country. And this plan is even better than that because people are having an opportunity to produce something that they wasn't producing before other than just building a house to house themselves. Because I heard you mention that they'll be making something from a shoe stand to an earring. So that creates a job opportunity for everybody that's going to get involved in building these houses so that they, too, will create another business out of what we are doing. This is one of the greater things that we need to do to get rid of poverty. Poverty is running wild all over the country with our people not having shelter for themselves, and this will close the gaps and become independent rather than to stay as a slave working for somebody else. There's many of things that we are doing presently doing that people can actually become a part of, including building these tiny houses. So this is one of the better plans that I've seen for America, all of America, to be a participant in, because, you know, we're talking about this year organizing 665,000 young black men and women to become independent. By doing it this way, it'll make it a lot easier on everybody and faster. When you're talking about building a house today, it doesn't take long for it to catch on and go across the country to where people are needing in house are in need of housing, and I thank you, LA, for coming up with this idea, because it will take the load off of us who are already working hard to bring people together and give them the power that they need to own their communities. This is an ownership thing that people will be allowed to have. And they will also have something they never had and had an opportunity to, is on their own banking system. You know, there's an old man back in the 30s built a bank here in Chicago with $10. Banger, look it up. Banger Banking. A black man put together a bank with $10. And look at where we are today. We don't have any black banks in Chicago, so we went backward. This is an opportunity to have your own financial institutions wherever you go, and you will have the cards to go with it so that you can actually just take your debit card and go where you want to go in the country. Because there was a time in traveling, you didn't have the opportunity in traveling to even stop at a rest area. This is an ownership opportunity that you can have for yourself and your siblings and leave a legacy for them to where they are being controlled and not have to be worried about being harassed by the police, killed by the police. Think about how people in the past has actually captured people and kidnapped people in their own homes. This will put an end to that. This will put the end to kidnapping people in their own home, stopping them on the highways and killing them. Look at what happened up in Minnesota. Cops stopped a man and killed him. Look at what happened in Texas. Cops stopped a lady and killed her. Look at what happened in Pennsylvania. An old lady, 67 years old. Cops stopped her, snatched out of the car. You ain't never seen that happen before. With no other race of people but us. So let's put a stop to this mess that we're doing today. And I'm in. Let's put that on the board. I'm in. Let's get it done. So all of you that are listening, let's come on and be a part of unity, empowerment, for the whole community and the whole United States of America. We got, I own some land. I own it, lock, stock, and barrel, in Arkansas that we're going to be building some houses there as well. So it's opportunities for everybody now to get involved in owning property and making homes. And not only that, let's look at the educational system, how it's going to help provide education for our children and teach them how to produce the product and the stuff that we are owning today. Let's organize our people to where we can be an independent nation. An independent nation of black folks has never been done before, but it's time for us to get done now. So I'm in 100%. So I'm ready to go.
Now,
if anybody else has something that they'd like to say, please go ahead and jump in.
One of the people that we're going to be following with marketing. Now, we already know we'll be doing meetup groups and stuff like that and taking ads out on Craigslist and various things. We'll get 200 or 300 people per market that want to buy these things. So during these podcasts, we're talking to people. I want the people that are looking for additional income. That's the kind of partnerships I'm looking to form. For instance, one of the people, she's not on the call tonight, but she will be in the future, and then we'll bring her on during the daytime. And like I said, she's been on my podcast twice, and she's been on Pleasant's at least once. Darlene Lewis out of Arkansas. Darlene Lewis has helped. She she helps at least 1,000 ex-felons or returning
2000.
Citizens as of today.
2,000 ex-felons.
A year.
Yes.
And she's been doing this for like 25, 30 years. Okay.
32 years.
So we want to use, and that's one of the markets we're going to be helping is the reentry market. But there's a whole lot of different markets that we want to identify. So for the sake of this call tonight, okay, if you're looking for an additional $500, let's say, all right, I'm just doing this for simplification purposes only, because how it's going to really turn out, I don't know. Where you do, let's say you average a $500 a week profit from one building project. It could be a tool shed, a greenhouse, or a tiny house. All right. Where you're involved in the building of it in some kind of capacity. There's no passive stuff here. And let's say you develop, and then you get a passive income from that in addition. All right, if you do, let's say, one a week, and let's say you're getting $100 passive income times four, that's $400 a month times 12, that's $4,800. Within a year, that's $4,800 a year. I mean, $4,800 per month income, which is a little bit over $57,000 a year. So that's by doing just one a week. Now, the way I'm partnering, okay, is I'm looking for, I got Pleasant as one already. So I'm looking for three more partners. So we're talking about you're prepared to – don't worry if you don't have any money, because the title of this group is Housemakers Social Network. We'll be building – the average partner, I got three more I'm going to deal with. I don't know who those three are yet. One a week. Pleasant and I will probably be doing at least one a day. All right. Because the one a day, the money we need to close out on this piece of land in Pembroke without borrowing a penny will be done the good old-fashioned American way. Make something. Well, actually, manufacture something. Make something and sell it. That's the key. If you look at anybody who's, well, not anybody, but most of the people that got wealth, I mean, super wealth in this country, particularly during the industrial age, they made something. Even now, Mark Zuckerberg made a website called Facebook. Bill Gates, he didn't make Microsoft software. He bought it from somebody who had made the operating system for like $50,000. He bought it for some kind of ridiculous price and made billions. So the name of the game is making something. So our plan is basically that simple. Me and Pleasant, we might not start at doing one a day, but we'll get there. Other, I got
well,
three
know,
more people. Yeah,
Pleasant. You know something?
And Pleasant, we got about 10 more minutes left because we always got a show at 8 and we don't want to keep it long.
Okay. If you want to think that's hard to do, I tell you what, look at what we are already manufacturing and making. We got a manufacturing stuff and making it already without you. What do you think we're going to do when you join up? You're going to be another force in the cup. So if you want to look at what we're already doing, go to the empowermentvision.com website, and you'll see the product that we're already making and selling it worldwide. That's all you have to do to actually see what we are making, and you want to worry about what you're making and how we're going to sell it. That's the way we're selling it now, right now. Not waiting for tomorrow. We're selling this product that we're already producing right now, and yours will be sold when you make it the same way. And you'll be getting paid so that you ship it out. So that you make it and ship it out, you'll be getting paid. Now,
make it and sell it.
I don't know what it is. Go ahead.
253 Robin, your mic is open.
Hey, yeah, you know, another thing is in those tiny homes, you can also have tiny businesses. So you can install some servers, for example, and lease those out for passive income. Or it could become an Amazon locker or a mail center. So there's all kinds of things that you can do. They don't just have to be residential. They can be residential and generate them some income as well. Whether either individual or community-based businesses and services.
That's true.
All I had to say.
Yeah, that's true. Right, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, Robin, I'm interested,
and I also strongly feel that the tiny home, as we build the tiny home communities, we should also have a bank. We need to have our own bank as well. Yep. Definitely. So, well, we're our own currency anyway, but what were you going to say, L.A.?
Well, all right, I want to sort of like wrap it up because Viata's got a show at 8 and she's got we all, I don't know. 90% of my blogs, I might not even have an idea 30 minutes before the show, and then 15 minutes, I'm scrambling. So I'm taking that into consideration. All right. So, all right, Robin, you're in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest. So I'll get together with you so we can organize something up that way. Pleasant, me and you talk almost every day.
Yeah, because I definitely want to be involved, definitely. This
right.
is going to bring so much
well, like
solution.
Well, we all do. Because Pleasant does a podcast today, Monday through Friday. Robin, you do a gazillion of them, and I've been doing them. So yeah. I'm looking at, because see, when it comes to a tiny house or a ship, basically, fundamentally speaking, all the floor, the way you make the floor, if you look at the floor, All right, here's what a tiny house is. The foundation, the floor, the walls,
and
a
roof.
That's it. Okay,
yeah.
Now, the way you make the floor is essentially the same way you make the rest of the building, the walls and the roof. It's just with the walls, you know, if it's going to be a tiny house, you cut some windows out and you cut the door entry out. Everything else is the same. All right. The roof is the same as the floor. You just, it can be a flat roof or it can be a pitched roof. All right.
Yeah.
And then you assemble it all together. All right. So, and we'll go through all those steps one by one. But the whole thing is, if we can do, like I say, everybody here does podcasts. All right.
Yes.
And let's say you do a 2-hour podcast. So if you get a system down, we should be able to knock out with a system and using the nine friends methodology of, you know, many hands make light work, we should be
yes.
able to do a house a day. But if we're
yes.
slowpoke, all right, a house a week. One house a week, and let's say a profit in your pocket is $500 for that particular week, you know, you made $2,000 on a part-time basis.
Yeah.
All right. So, like I said, and look at it, if Pleasant is done, Pleasant's got over 70 podcasts so far. So imagine if Pleasant had made and sold.
Uh-huh.
It could be anything. It can be cakes, cupcakes, tiny houses, quilts, electric cars, you name it.
And that old barbecue is still going strong, too. I know that
I'm glad you brought that up,
he
Robin.
He doesn't even have a restaurant.
One of the marketing tools. We got people from Brazil listening right now and the Dominican Republic. They're listening right now. One of the
nice.
Key marketing tools that we're going to use, because this is going to be, to a very high degree, an offline social network, is we're going to break out the barbecue grill.
Yep.
And
yep.
that, because people like food. We're going to let food be one of yep. our primary marketing tools.
It's the,
okay.
as the common denominator. Everybody want to eat. When you feed the people be like, hey, what you want, what you need. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
But
so
it really
now 733 right now on the East
when,
Coast. It's 733 right now on the East Coast. I want to wrap this up because, like I said, Nelson's got a podcast, and I don't want to hold them up. We're going to have these calls at this same number Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and adjust that because we got somebody from Brazil listening right now, somebody from the Dominican Republic listening right now outside the United States. And Pleasant, what was that other day, Tuesday or Wednesday?
What was that? The other day was Tuesday.
All right. And our
Thursday.
Next call will be Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, it won't be at this number. I will post that number on our Facebook group, which is Housemakers Social Network. I'll post that in there sometime tomorrow or sometime by midday Tuesday. But the next call will be this coming Tuesday. So every week we'll have two calls, and then we can pace, we can keep track of people's pace on what we're making as far as houses and whatnot. But the basic simple formula that we have is make something and sell it. In our case, it will be tiny houses. Okay. Like I say, if you got a debt to pay, I think this is the best one of the best ways to do it. Find something that you want to make and make it. In closing, Donald Trump's father, he had two cookie cutters. Now, I don't care what you think about Donald Trump, but here's the arithmetic of this. Donald Trump's father got wealthy by, here was his two housemaker models. And his son-in-law, Jared Kushner's grandparents, did the same thing. Donald Trump's father, Fred C. Trump, what he did was he built a house and sold it for, now this is way back in Brooklyn, New York. He sold it for $3,999. Well, either two, or he, and then the other cookie cutter house he sold was for $3,999. But he, and see, we can do that today with these prices. But what he did was he did it over 27,000 times. So, like I said, the goal that Pleasant and I will be doing is we're shooting for. We might not start off with one a day, but by the end of the, you know what, by the end of the summer we'll get there. All right. And then for other people, you know, one a week. One a week. Now imagine rental income. Imagine you're doing this and you're holding a financing order and you're getting $100 a week from it. By the end of the year, you've got income coming from T2 houses, mailbox money, or in this case, forget about the mailbox, Cash App money, or Facebook Messenger money, or Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Money. Okay. And we're going to talk about all those ways where, because right now we don't need to collect anything from the mail and say they got lost in the mail. If we can do everything online. I pay people by or receive money by either Facebook Messenger or Cash App in a couple other ways. So we'll talk about all that. So other than that, Viata, she's got her show, Soul Purpose Healing, is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in about 20 minutes or so. Viata, if you want to give that number, just press 1. Pleasant Stephens' Strictly Business Podcast is on Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Central. I mean, yeah, Central Standard Time. I'll open up Viata's mic. Viata, give us the number for your program tonight and the topic.
I have a question before I do that. Pembroke is in, I think, Kankakee County, right?
It sure is.
Yeah, so I want to know, who's your target market? I mean, where do you see, because that's a low-income community, I know. And then, so you're looking to build up the community with tiny houses or any houses or whatever.
Well, the
market.
Community, that community is over 100 years old. So right. We don't really have to build up anything. All we're doing is tapping in. And then we're also taking advantage of, there's been a lot of people for the last 10, 15 years that have been leaving Chicago. Because that place, Pembroke and Hopkins Park, Illinois, is only about an hour's drive from Chicago. Then here's some inside information that Pleasant knows about. The current mayor of, I believe, Hopkins Park or Pembroke, one of the two. I'm not going to mention his name. Pleasant knows who I'm talking about, though. This joker has been buying up land on the cheap and selling it for, I would say, almost outrageous prices. It's not too high. But he knows people are leaving Chicago. They might still have a job in Chicago, but they can't afford to live in Chicago. So we're going to catch people that are moving out of Chicago and want a place that's not too far away. I've got from Chicago. Anyway, so our plan is, like I said, with the partners, we'll be discussing stuff offline. It's the stuff that we do on these podcasts is like it'll be sort of surface, because one of the things that we have to do is we have to set up an infrastructure and all this type of stuff and marketing and all that. And I got an 8x8 grid based on the chess game and how we infiltrate that. So basically, one of the markets that I'm trying to target are people coming out of that cannot no longer afford to live in Chicago, and they're looking for an affordable place. We're going to organize a shuttle to take you from Chicago to Pembroke and Hopkins Park and back. So if you want to place,
and how many acres did you are you purchasing?
I've got 1 acre or quarter acre in escrow right now.
Okay. All right, so my show tonight is on the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It's a book about changing your belief systems and the Toltec wisdom. It's a book about the guide to personal freedom. So we're going to be talking about how to transform our emotions and reactions to circumstances and how to protect ourselves from 5G. We actually have the equation and the plan tonight at 8, and the number is 215-383-5863. We've blocked online and call in.
Okay, and Pleasant, thank you, Vieta. Pleasant, what's the number for your program tomorrow night on Monday through Friday?
516-387-1512. And that's
okay.
Tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
All right. So I thank people for calling in tonight and the ones that have actually, I know some part of the body from the Dominican Republic. Once we get the kinks out of what we're doing stateside, then we can, because I know somebody in Maritime Southeast Asia, two people right now, lights are out. Okay, so like I say, let's get this off the ground. Like say it's, it might not be easy at parts, but the simplicity of it is on a low, slow end, build no less than one a week. But it should, we should, if we use the many hands make light work thing, we should be able to make one a day. One a day. All right. So I'll move at the pace that the partners want to work at. So on that note, Robin, I will call you, let's say, tomorrow morning, Robin. So we'll get started on that because, like I say, different partners, different needs,
okay.
Different parts of things, that type of thing. And Pleasant, we talk all the time anyway. And okay, on that note, I'm going to end this conference call hard because this isn't a It's My House podcast. It's a Housemakers conference call. All right, thank you, everyone. Have a good rest of the night.